This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on an FEF Friday for the final hour of the big show. Before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jong, the Blitz, they'll take you home till 7 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5. Barry's in San Antonio. We are here, Nick and I, in studio with a cast of thousands.
Before we do OU Mike's call, I just wanted to tell you that the text line, somebody said, best thing Joel ever said, Beatle sucks. Not crazy about J Hill either, but I'll take her over Beatle any day on TV.
Yeah, just not a fan. She looks like she just came off a bender, hungover. And she talks just kind of like rough and I've just not been a big fan of hers in that position. I thought that Sage Steele was way better and still had chemistry with the guys on the set, but that's just a personal opinion of mine.
And somebody also said, doesn't this whole Jemele Hill thing sound all too familiar with something here locally? Question mark. Rick Smith? Question mark. Whispers.
Mm.
No.
No.
Not to me, but...
Me either. No. Not with that one. But, and by the way, again, scared, you promote him and he runs. We don't know what he looks like, and we know what happens when you put him on the big stage. The minute we promote that OU Mike is waiting and wants to chime in, he takes off. He hung up. That's
oh,
weak,
he did?
Man. That is just weak.
He probably realized that he was going to say something inappropriate and just said, nah, never mind.
Well, if now everybody's listening because they're promoting and waiting for me, then I better, I'm just not going to do that. I'm out. I'm not going to do that.
Was that your OU Mike or your Boomhauer from King of the Hill?
We'll go both.
It did sound like that dude from King of the Hill.
Right? That dang on the internet, man. You get on there and you go point, click, 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 click. Yeah.
He just needs to sing about Luke Mbata Mute and everything will be fine in the world.
Did you know, you were there, Nick, did you know Trey turned that into a promo for the show?
Yeah, he actually, he gave me a chance. He played it for me, I want to say either yesterday or the day before.
OU Mike's going to be famous.
Yeah, he got his own promo.
Or infamous, I guess.
And then he runs
depending on
the
how
phone.
You look at it.
And he hangs up.
I don't know what happened, but I all of a sudden have been getting a lot of BS calls on my cell phone, and nothing aggravates me more than getting calls on my phone from these telemarketers and stuff.
You still get IRS ones?
No, like I don't. I have.
Do you know how violently rude those people are? By the way,
yeah, they don't care.
No,
I keep my phone on Do Not Disturb. And so, if you're not in my favorites list on my contacts, your call doesn't get to me. And I figure if it's someone that wants to book me for a show or talk to me or what, they'll leave a voicemail. So, I mean, I'm looking through my missed calls, and it's just number after number that's not in my contact list of people, and I'll type it into Google just to see what comes up. Nothing. So, I know it's telemarketers. I'm like, what? All of a sudden, what happened here? Who did I get in touch with that put me back on a list when I wasn't on before?
A camel.
You think that's it? When you're a champion, everyone wants a piece
Man,
of you, right?
They all just want a piece.
You're
that's
a
what
target.
I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
it's quite possible. News of the day from last night and today, the big news out of baseball is the Brewers are doing some things. We had talked about the Miami situation and the cleaning house yard sale, fire sale that they're having with Derek Jeter and company. Well, another name has fallen as Brandon Yelich, the young, talented outfielder, going to the Brewers from the Marlins for four prospects. Then Milwaukee went and signed center fielder Lorenzo Cain to a five-year, $80 million deal, which is the biggest deal in free agency so far this offseason. So the Brewers are busy trying to be relevant, so to speak. They still have no pitching to speak of, but they're active trying to do some things. And there's still big names out there like Jake Arrieta, Yu Darvish, Mike Moustakas, Eric Hosmer. They're all kind of lingering, but it has been a very slow offseason for baseball so far.
Yeah, Eric Resendez asked us, do these moves make the Brewers the favorite in their division? And I would say, nope. They still have to play the Cubs. And there's still
and
that
Cards.
Little...
Cards had a good year last year, too. So.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, they finished second in the division, the Brewers did, and so they've gotten better. We know that the Pirates aren't going to be good because they've started over.
They're on the fire sale kick too.
Yeah, so, I mean, is it going to give them a chance to compete? Yeah, but I'm with you. They probably need to go out and bolster their staff now.
And they're rumored to be talking to both Arrieta and Darvish and trying to make trades. And coincidentally, I talked to one of my best friends back home today, and he said that they're in discussions for Chris Archer, which would make them at least more relevant to, in my book. If you add a Chris Archer and you've put that kind of lineup on the field, you're that's a little bit more in terms of making progress. That's a little bit better because right now they don't have any pitching, and it doesn't matter how good your offense is if you can't, if you're giving up more than you're scoring.
Right, and you know, you think about it. How many games did Arrieta win last year?
He had a bad year.
Yeah, I know he was. It was definitely an off year for him. Mm-hmm. All things considered, let me see. I bet I could find it here real quick. But I want to say he won like 12 games, 15 games,
about
something
right,
like that.
Yeah, and they kept resting him and trying to hold him out, and yeah, he just didn't have a very Arrieta like year.
He was 14-10. All right, now hang with me here for a second. In the division last year, the Cubs finished 92-70, 6 games up on Milwaukee. If you just take Jake Arrieta off of the Cubs and assume that those 14 wins get transferred to Milwaukee, but don't even assume that they get all 14 because they're going to replace Arrieta on the Cubs with somebody. Mm-hmm. But if the net difference is 6 games, that's they tie the Cubs for the division. So that actually could have an impact in that division if he switches teams and stays in the division.
I mean, the biggest thing is that, you know, it's a small market team. Milwaukee's taken their quote-unquote shot at it. They're at least trying to be more relevant and compete instead of just year-to-year being proud of a team that if you won more than you lost and down the stretch you were close in the division, that, you know, it's a great season for you. They are trying to do more than that, and I give them credit for that because it's a tough sell for anyone to want to play in Milwaukee, although the summers are great. Overall, small market and everything else that goes with it, it's a tough sell on any free agents, but they're trying to acquire players that, again, like a Yelich, it's a great contract. It's a very team-friendly contract. He'll be there for the next 4 or 5 years in the heyday, in the prime of his career. So it's a good gamble to take if you're the Brewers, and again, no one knows what the hell the Marlins are trying to do.
Yeah, and I mean, when you look at last year, I think they finished 20th in runs scored, so they're definitely going to take a leap up by, you know, solidifying their outfield. And that staff did pretty well. I was surprised when I looked up the numbers. They were 9th in ERA in the majors.
Really?
with a bunch of relative unknowns, and that's the thing.
And
I mean,
they lost some of their best player pitchers to injuries throughout the season, too, so that's actually shocking to me.
I mean, right now, if you look at their depth chart, they talk Zach Davies, Jimmy Nelson, Chase Anderson, none of these guys, you're like, oh yeah.
Jimmy Nelson was having a hell of a career, and he's the guy that had to have the major surgery. So Jimmy Nelson was helping. He actually is not a bad pitcher.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, these aren't guys that you look at and think, well, there's a, you know, bona fide stud.
Right,
they're
right.
Good pitchers, but relatively unknown. So yeah, if they maybe they feel like, well, you know, these guys were able to, you know, finish in the top 10 in ERA in the league as a staff, relievers and starters. So hopefully they don't make the mistake of thinking, well, we don't need to do anything there. We'll just add some scoring since we were in the bottom third, and we'll be all right. Now, if you're really going to make a run at the Cubs, you probably need to add some top-end starters on that staff.
And the thing is, we're just talking about the division. When you get outside the division to try and win the National League or be competitive, you got to get to the Dodgers.
Yeah.
You know, there's other teams to consider. The Giants are trying to make a run, too. Look, I give them credit, but it's a far cry winning the division to trying to compete in the National League.
Yeah, we'll see what the Giants do. They were horrible last year. I don't know that they're going to – might be their last hurrah, and they finished 40 games out of first.
And just Mad Bomb being healthy is not enough.
I feel like everything you guys talked about there was really accurate. Really, really accurate.
Was that your Joel during MMA
Joel
talk?
Joel during UFC, Nick?
Kind of. I don't know about the nice summers in Milwaukee. Come on, man.
Summers in Milwaukee are fantastic.
The off season is like 2 weeks in baseball, though. Does it really matter?
The summers in Milwaukee are 2 weeks too. It's fine.
It's like just spring and then cold.
Yeah, it's like there's no fall or summer really.
All right, listen up, guys. I'm going to tell you about if you're trying to sell your home. And there's a ton of reasons why, right? Maybe you just went through Harvey and it flooded and you want to get out and you don't want to live in a flood zone anymore, but you can't, no one will buy it. All right. Or maybe you still need to finish the repairs on it and you're tired of messing with it. You just want to start over and move somewhere else. Maybe you have back taxes that you can't afford to pay, or your HOA dues are so delinquent that it doesn't make sense to catch up anymore. Going through a divorce. The folks at Gulf State Home Buyers can help you solve all of those problems and much more. So I want you to give them a call, 281-717-6100. Give them a call. They're going to come out. They're going to make you a no obligation cash offer for your home. They're going to tell you what they'll give you cash in hand. So you know if that'll help you with your situation. Bankruptcy, they can help you. Foreclosure, they can help you. Even if you're unemployed, can't afford the house anymore, call Gulf State Home Buyers. Don't let it ruin your credit. They're going to come out, make you a cash offer. And the cool thing is, once they do come out and give you that offer, once you start the process, they handle everything from the beginning all the way through closing. And if you've ever closed in a house, you know what a nightmare that can be. That's why I want you to call Gulf State Home Buyers, 281-717-6100. Make that call. Sit back, relax. Let their team of professionals take care of everything, attorneys, title companies, an entire in-house staff ready to serve you and help you and meet your needs when it comes to selling your home. Get a clear understanding of your situation, whether it's title issues or you just need a quick closing. Call them right now, 281-717-6100, or hit them up on the web, gulfstatehomebuyers.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry's in San Antonio. Nick and I are here. It's The Usual Suspects taking up till 4 o'clock. And Barry, if you have, I swear to God, if you mentioned the amount of spam callers you're now getting on your phone, and if you sent that my way now, if you started passing that bad juju on the phone to me, in the break, I go to get some water. I come back. My phone has a missed call from 713, and the first three digits are 176. If you're a 176 number, I'm pretty sure that you're not legit.
It's kind of a weird number, 176.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's very weird. I keep getting them because my number is a 832 number, and then the next three digits are the calls I'm getting match that. And then, and so it's almost like they just picked a block and just got one that they could fake and then just started calling everybody else on that block. It's annoying
as
hell.
And I've told you that their new thing is that they have ways to fake what the caller ID says, and then you continue.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, so when you press, like, when you call that number back to say, why are you calling me? The person that answers the phone wasn't the person that called you in the first place, and they're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, they'll spoof numbers. They've been doing that for years, though. That's why caller ID is almost pointless now. Mm-hmm. But somebody was saying on the text line, they said, I've been getting a lot of calls where now my phone caller ID says scam likely, and I never
I got that
before.
I got that too. And remember, I just switched phones, and I think that's a service that like Verizon and companies are trying to get you. If you pay, I think it's like $2 or $3 extra bucks. It's like a more intense caller ID notification system.
Oh, I didn't realize that at all.
Spam. But I'll say this, and I've said this before, but again, if you get those IRS calls, especially if they don't quite sound American on the phone, and if you question them and say, look, I know you're not the IRS, I know this area code isn't blah, 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 they just start blurting out the F-bomb.
Yeah. Did you tell them to go bleep their mother?
They tell you first.
I'd clap back.
Oh, I believe me, I have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I called which was a mistake.
Oh, yeah. Don't do that because then they know. See, that's the other thing. If you answer, that's why I don't like having a voicemail, because if you answer, then they go, okay, this phone number is active, and then they put you on that list. Yeah. And then they pass that around to all their a-hole buddies that call people and annoy them. Somebody said, do you know Boomhauer was a special agent the whole time on King of the Hill?
Never watched it. Have no idea.
No, you've never watched King of the Hill?
No.
I mean, I didn't watch it that much either, but I do remember King of the Hill. It was just on too long for you to not at least give
catch a couple.
Yeah.
It was a spinoff from...
Right, but other than that, I don't know.
Well, it was a spinoff from... Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, I think it's the same creator. Is it Mike Judge?
Mike
or Judge?
Judge,
maybe? Judge, something like that.
I'm going to take you out word on
damn
all
it. Remember, he would be like, oh, damn it, boys.
Yeah, I believe it's.
Stop
whacking
off in my trailer.
Yep, yep.
Yeah,
it was a great series. I mean, I don't know. Is it still on, Barry?
I don't believe so. I'd have
Simpsons
to look it up.
Simpsons is still going strong, although
yeah,
I feel
yeah,
like
yeah. Shut up, yeah.
a year or two left on that because I feel like they're running out of people to
shut up, Barry.
Replicate all those voices.
Yeah.
But yeah, my parents hated me watching Beavis and Butthead.
Did they?
Oh, my God.
Were they worried you were going to do it?
I was doing it, and they were just so bothered by it.
When MTV was in it, it was still hanging on, Beavis and Butthead was carrying them for a while. That was one of their top shows.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, question for you guys. Hey, it's LJ. I have a question. What would be the greater upset, Philly beating the Pats this coming Super Bowl or the Pats beating the Rams?
Not following
the upset when the Patriots beat the Rams
in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So they're wondering. LJ's wondering, what would this be if the Philly won? Would that be a bigger upset than back when the Patriots beat the Rams?
I think Philly beating the Pats this year would be a bigger upset.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, just look at how dominant the Patriots have been and how consistent. I mean, how consistent were the Rams back then?
Oh, they were.
That was the greatest show on turf.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I still make the Patriots argument. I don't know. I think it's hard to argue against what Tom Brady and Bill Belichick has done.
Yeah, in terms of the fact that when you talk about the legacy, the dynasty, all the numbers, the outrageous accomplishments. Yeah.
I would have to Google. I mean, just to get the numbers, I would have to Google what the spread was for Super Bowl. Was it 38, something like that?
Sure.
I don't remember what it was. But I would have to say Philly because of the quarterback situation, right?
That's another good point. When you're talking about a backup taking him to the Super Bowl, instead of the guy that was arguably the MVP of the league, that's just another wrinkle into why it would be. Yeah, I agree with that.
Although, I guess the case could be made, wasn't that the year that Brady took over for Bledsoe? So technically he was the backup. We just didn't know he was going to be the greatest quarterback
that
ever played the game at the time. But I think that was the year that he took over for Bledsoe. So maybe LJ's onto something here.
I would have to check that out.
Yeah, I would have to look at the spread, but I'm going to say I just feel like with six under their belt and with the mystique of the Patriots, I know it was the greatest show on turf, and there was a lot coming into that game back when the Patriots and the Rams played. But
well,
I just feel like
to support your argument, intern Jerry came in and said the spread was 14 in that game between the Patriots and the Rams.
And what is it this year? Like 8.5,
How
6.5?
Was Jerry
like
even
that?
Born back then?
Well, he might have looked it up. I mean,
he's writing the gambling columns on SportsMap, so give him credit for that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is according to intern Jerry, but yeah, I mean, that's crazy. A 14-point spread.
That
I mean, that's
not intern
insane.
Jerry. That is Jerry Bowe. That is Jerry Bowe.
Excuse me.
And what's the spread for the game in 2 weeks?
5. I think it's -5 for the Patriots.
5. Well, there you go.
5.5 is where it started.
CBS, when I went on CBS Sports earlier this morning, it was -5.
Hey, speaking of football, by the way. They had the press conference for Shurmur to be the new coach of the Giants. And John Mara, the owner of the Giants, here's his direct quote. You tell me how Ben McAdoo looks walking out of that situation. Mara said, "We needed somebody who is a quote-unquote adult, who is professional, who has a certain demeanor, who can walk in and start to straighten things out. And I think Shurmur has that quality." If you're Ben McAdoo, that's not a good look.
No?
Not at all.
You're like, ugh.
Yeah. Dude. Good luck with your next job, Ben. Hope it's a coordinator.
Dope.
Jeez.
Adrian said scam likely is free with T-Mobile. What do you have? Because you said you got a notice. Okay, and it told you when you were getting a scam call?
Yeah, but because when you get a new phone, you get 30 days of that and the...
I had it too, but it was only for like 30 days and then they cut it off.
You also get the voicemail where when you go to voicemail, it transcribes it for you and everything like that, the visual voicemail. And then all of a sudden you'll start getting a ton of texts, which you don't know who the number is, and they say, hey, your free 30 days is about to expire.
I did enjoy the transcribing part because I hate listening to voicemails, like going through the process, especially when I know it's 1:25. I don't want to listen to your 1:25 voicemail. But yeah, I mean, the transcribing part was cool because you can just delete it without listening to the voicemail.
That was visual voicemail? I never used that.
It's not even an app or anything. It just happened. When I first got my phone, like Joel said, it worked for about 30 days, maybe 2 months, but it stopped working after that. But yeah, that's cool.
Interesting.
But again, it's neat when it's free, but if they're charging you $3 a month for each service, I don't need it that badly. I'll listen to my voicemails.
I mean, it was like caller ID, because caller ID at one point, wasn't it like $3? I mean, when it first came out, wasn't it like an additional fee for caller ID?
I don't remember that.
I remember at least when call waiting was a big charge.
Yeah.
Not everybody paid for call waiting.
I remember that too, because my parents didn't, and it pissed me off every time I called and kept getting a busy signal. All right, we got a half hour to go on the big show. We still haven't talked the Rockets, who, by the way, are in the Big Easy to take on the New Orleans Pelicans with two All-Stars on their front line tonight. Interesting to see which style wins out as the Rockets look to keep rolling. We can talk about that. We can talk about something that's on your mind you want to get off your chest. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Half hour to go in the big show. It's the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
New Trump era, you know. And I recently took a flight with Eric Trump. Not on purpose. It just happened. I didn't know he was going to be in the plane. Might have showed up in your social media feeds. But I do know one thing. The lady who upgraded me into that seat was certainly a Clinton supporter. 100%. 100%. She was like, oh, Eric Trump is on my flight? Is that what you're telling me? Oh, there's an empty seat next to Eric, is there, huh? Let me take a look at this upgrade list. See who's waiting patiently to be upgraded. Oh, Muhammad Mustafa Emma, upgrade! Hell, what's that?
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling on. Final half hour. Usual Suspects on an FEF Friday. That was Mo Ammer. Barry gave you a little bit of the background story on Mo earlier in the show. We've been running his clips throughout, as we do with our Comic of the Week every single Friday. So check him out on the website. Check out some of his comedy. He's been on Colbert. But he literally has been on world tours, and he's a pretty funny dude.
Yeah, and he features for Dave Chappelle, so you know, I mean, Dave isn't just throwing anybody out there, so Mo is legit funny. Came up in Houston comedy in the 90s and early 2000s, and you can follow him on Twitter, at Real Mo Ammer, so it's RealMoAmer.
There you have it, and by the way, if texting wasn't good enough, LJ wants to chime in person on the hotline to talk about this Rams-Pats matchup.
Sup,
yeah,
LJ?
What's going on, man? How y'all doing today?
All right,
very
man.
Good.
That's good, man. Hey, the reason why I asked that question is because, you know, they had Kurt Warner coming off the MVP season. I mean, not Kurt Warner. I believe it was Marshall Faulk coming off the MVP season. Then you had Torrey Holt, Isaac Bruce on the outside. Then I believe you had, was it Williams at corner? Then you had Orlando Pace.
Aeneas Williams, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, you had so many Pro Bowlers and so many superstars on that team. And, you know, Tom Brady was just starting off. I think you had Ty Law that was just coming up, I believe. Then you had Malloy. I think you had Malloy up there, right?
Who, lawyer?
Dude,
lawyer,
don't get me lying.
You talking about Lawyer Malloy?
You're a yeah. fan of this Super Bowl. Yeah. You're breaking it down per player. Look good for you.
Appreciate it. Yeah, and that's why I asked, because, you know, it's not, I mean, of course we know Malcolm Jenkins. He won a Super Bowl in New Orleans. Let's go Saints in Texas.
Well, AJ, LJ, break it down for us then. Which one do you think would be a bigger upset?
You know, to be honest with you, I would say probably the Pats. And the reason why, because Tom Brady wasn't known. He wasn't really fully known like he is now. We know when Nick Foles is done, you know, 27-2, you know, good completion rating, you know, and all that. You know, we know what he's been through, but then also the system. You know, Nick Foles played in two or three different systems, I believe.
Okay.
And Tom Brady's only played in one, you know, and that's under Belichick. I mean, it might be Josh McDaniels' offense and everything, but it's still Bill Belichick's system, any way it goes.
Okay, fair enough, man. We appreciate the call and the text and chiming in and being a loyal listener. Take care of yourself. Have a good weekend. Barry, you got any feedback on that?
No. I mean, I think you covered it.
Yeah, you did. All right. We haven't talked Rockets yet.
Okay.
And they're playing the Pelicans tonight. And one thing that I had mentioned in my article, but I also mentioned in detail subsequently, was I thought the Rockets needed to still add a big. And I thought Bogut was the guy that they might be after. Now, this comes out on the internet today that Andrew Bogut's now trying to get to Houston. He's been talking to Daryl Morey. Daryl Morey's told him to wait until after the trade deadline to see how the roster shapes up. But he really wants to be on a championship team, and he wants to be a championship vet. And he says one thing that he points out to Morey, I know how the Warriors play. I can help. Let me help you beat them. Not only by my play, but I can tell you what I think they might be running next, how they switch, what their philosophies are. All good stuff. Now Warriors fans are out there saying, we knew Bogut always was the spy. And if you don't know Andrew Bogut, you do realize the fact that he has never been shy about being able to speak his mind, both on social media and otherwise. If you need any refresher courses, remember when he and Chandler Parsons had the back and forth after the Rockets ran up the threes on them here in Houston, and they got back and forth. But he responded to that guy and went right at him and said, Jordan, that is the dumbest S I've ever read. You need to do better. So,
who was the source of the Bogut talk?
It's been all over the place in the last 24 hours.
Makes me mad is that you were telling me this before the segment, and I thought you said Boogie.
No, not Boogie.
And I was like, although, really? The Rockets are going after Boogie?
No, but people are saying that the Kevin Love for Boogie Cousins is something that should be discussed between the Pelicans and the Cavs.
I don't know if you – I just don't – I'm a Boogie guy. By the way, I just don't know if you should give up on Boogie that soon if you're the Pelicans. But I know he's a lot to deal with. And
he's a head case.
For sure.
But he is a hell of a talent.
So I don't
know.
So
just pick your poison. I mean, is Kevin Love, is he going to give you what Kevin Love's been giving you or more?
I think Boogie gives you more, I think.
And if your locker room wasn't stable going in, is your locker room going to be more stable because you've taken Kevin Love out and added Boogie Cousins?
I think it might be more stable, but with Kevin Love in?
No, I'm saying if you think your locker room's got problems now with Kevin Love, how's your locker room going to be when you take Kevin Love out?
Oh, with Boogie Cousins going to Cleveland? Oh, that'd be a disaster. Yeah, I don't think that would work.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, my bad.
You know, what weirds me, sorry, I don't mean to go back, but what weirds me out about the Bogut thing is I was looking, and didn't he choose to go to Dallas over Houston?
Again, like the Dwight Howard thing. He's dissed on Houston twice, because this happened before he chose the Lakers, too, and the Rockets were after him, and he dissed him. So, yeah, he's left the Rockets at the altar twice, but now suddenly he wants to be a Rocket. I'm not, and again, people forget when he used acronyms to describe the Rockets and when he was with the Warriors before the Warriors were world champs. And basically, let's just say that he was looking forward to the Rockets and said, see you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
If you can read between the lines. And called the players and the team a lot of other names. So it's not like the greatest fit in the world in terms of reputation, but if you're trying to win a championship and you're trying to beat the team that you're obsessed with, I do give him some credence to the fact and credit the fact he does know their system, at least in the past.
Yeah, it would help with the rotation at least because D'Antoni is still kind of experimenting. I mean, I think Nene had 9 minutes in one of his games.
Well, again, you also got to handle him with kid gloves because he gets dinged up so easily. But I hold true, whether it's Bogut or someone else, they need another big because Tarik Black is not going to be a guy you count on and call his number. Let me put it this way. If you didn't call Montrezl Harrell's number in the playoffs last year, you certainly aren't putting Tarik Black out there.
Well, you're assuming that Nene isn't going to be healthy, and is that why you're saying they need another big?
Even if he is, he only plays in short stints. I mean, if you're playing a team that puts two post players out on the floor like San Antonio's done in the past, like other teams have done to the Rockets, you can't just play a couple minutes and then need a rest and then come back for a couple minutes. There's going to be long stretches of time that you're going to need to get Capella help, and we've seen P.J. Tucker is strong, but just his height difference alone gets guys easy shots, and that's something that they've got to pay attention to because their bugaboo in the playoffs more times than not over the last couple of years have been teams with big men in the low post that can knock them out.
Yeah, but I'm saying because he was hurt last year. He got hurt in the first game of the playoffs, so you didn't have that luxury. And the what they did last year, remember, he wouldn't play back to backs, and they're doing the same thing again this year where they're limiting his minutes to keep him as fresh as possible for the playoffs.
Didn't work last year, did it? So what I'm saying
is,
well,
but you can't predict injury.
I'm not trying to predict injury, but I'm trying to predict depth and saying if whether he's hurt or not, it doesn't hurt to have another big. And the fact that the only other big on your roster is Tarik Black is not something that a championship team needs. If you're going for a championship, whether you get injured or not, you got to have some depth. And where they really lack depth is another big.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
All right. I mean, I don't. I think that they have two centers and two capable centers. And I think Capella's young enough to be able to absorb some of those minutes. Now, obviously, he can't play the whole thing. But if you can, I mean, Nene's averaging 15 minutes a game now. Is that not enough, you don't think, in the playoffs?
I just mentioned the minutes for Nene only because it was that one game where he usually does get about 15 minutes in the regular season. I imagine it may be upped a little. But Mike D'Antoni's been on record, like, his knees can't even handle back-to-back. So if there's a back-to-back situation, it's guaranteed. Regardless of the team, Nene's not playing.
Yeah.
Well, so, but there's not usually back-to-backs in the NBA playoffs, right?
No, the last couple of years they try to avoid it, obviously. But whether there's back-to-backs or not, I'm just saying he's frail. His track record shows you he gets injured a lot. And if you're looking for where at the trade deadline they could add some depth and help themselves, it would be up front.
But who are you trading to get Bogut?
You don't have to. He's a free agent. He's just sitting out there.
Oh, I thought he was still with Dallas.
Let him go. He was with the Lakers, and the Lakers just let him go. So he's just out there. So you don't have to do a damn thing.
I didn't know the
and you add depth
the
to your
Bucks,
front line.
Your team drafted Bogut, right?
Oh, yeah. He was really, really good, and then he had a freak injury. If you look at it on the internet, his and Sean Livingston's injuries are some of the nastiest you ever want to see. But, yeah, that's why he can't even shoot free throws anymore. He had a freak injury with his elbow. I think Stoudemire knocked him down. And when he hit the floor, it kind of just snapped. But, yeah, he was a big, big player for the Bucks for a while. But, yeah, he's out there.
I guess I need to keep up on my Andrew Bogut contract.
He's free. Yeah, the Lakers cut him loose about a week or two ago, and he's just out there for the taking. And if you want to bolster your front line and your bench and put another veteran in the locker room, he could be had.
33, not too old?
No. And again, now, whether you use two-headed monster opposite of Capella, if there is a bigger team, you can use Nene and Bogut, and if Nene would happen to go down, or Bogut, you got an insurance policy.
Oh, he was just waived January 6th. Okay.
That's what I said.
I thought you meant they waived him early, like...
Mm-mm, I just said in the last week or so.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Hmm.
All right.
Well, then that makes more sense.
We can ponder that. I'm
if you're adding depth.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Okay. We got one segment to go on the show before we turn over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. But right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at American Wheel and Tire. I've been telling you about Mike and Tammy Gustin, the way they do business in the Houston area for over 15 years. And I'm telling you, if there's anything that you want to do, whether it's upgrading your vehicle and the look and feel of it to make it more of a personal style thing like rims, tires, Kevlar coating, if you got an SUV or a pickup truck and you want to do a lift kit or some lights or a steps or a bumper, you name it, grill guards, they've got everything. But their name really tells it all about wheels and tires, because for most of the big nationwide stores that handle wheels and tires, the first thing they're going to do is say you need to replace the rim or you need to replace the tire. That's not the case at American Wheel and Tire. They can repair tires and rims good as new and save you a whole lot of money in the process. And they're going to be upfront and honest. If you have a stock rim or tire and something goes wrong, they carry those stock rims and tires in their warehouse and can make it the changes right there while you wait. So it's not going to be a time thing. It's not going to be a back order thing. And it's definitely only going to be done when needed. The big time stores that handle wheels and tires are going to try and charge you for as many things as they possibly can and worry about you asking questions later. Not at American Wheel and Tire. They're going to talk to you throughout the process. They're going to communicate. Your waiting room has a big window where you can see your car being worked on as the work is being done. And they're going to hope that you come back again and again because they're going to save you money. They're going to do the best work at a low price, and that's just the way they do business. Check them out in person at 290 and 34th Street, or you can check out AmericanWheelAndTire.com to see all the great things they've done for vehicles in the Houston area.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
We're back for the final segment of The Usual Suspects. Just kind of doing some house cleaning, boys, before we move on. But Richard Deitch is reporting ESPN will use Jemele Hill to do occasional pieces for E60. She's going to provide commentary for programs such as SportsCenter, Outside the Lines, Around the Horn, Highly Questionable, Pardon the Interruption, and various radio programs as well. So there's that. I don't know if that makes a difference, but, you know, she's still employed by the four-letter network, and she's still getting a check. So I wanted to throw that out there. And, Nick, you had mentioned early in the show this Montrez Harrell thing.
So an Instagram model. I believe it's Buttercup. I don't think that's her handle. But
two
T's?
Like, oh, my bad. I'm not searching it. Never mind.
Two T's and a P, Barry, for cup. It's just one P.
But, yeah, Montrez Harrell swears he will never – ever get into a relationship because of acts like this by this Instagram model who was flown out by Montrezl Harrell for a one-night stand. And then after, she Instagram pictures of the car, of the crib, and even says, oh, yeah, it's Montrezl. So he's like, I'm just never, ever, ever going to.
Oh, no.
But my deal is... And I was saying this in the break.
So she was like his address and stuff, or just like, oh,
no,
look at me.
Just, it was like,
I'm posted up in this NBA player's house,
what the car
and it's fancy.
Is, what the crib looks like, how he's doing.
I just
so
tweeted,
stunting. Okay.
I just tweeted out the picture of the Instagram girl and the post that she put on her Instagram on at the producer Nick, basically just saying, oh, he has a pretty nice crib. And that's the kind of stuff that you absolutely want to avoid if you're an NBA player. But if you're flying over an Instagram model of all girls, isn't that the whole point, is to put her name out there? Like, you're going to fly out somebody who doesn't want to, like, the whole rule of, hey, you can't bring your cell phone in. You know how, who was it? Was it Michael Jordan or Derek Jeter or a bunch of players that do that, where they take away your cell phone or from the female before they.
James Harden should have done that when that one Instagram basketball player chaser got him sleeping on her pillow after they had done the deed. Was that last
summer?
So
I'm looking at your Twitter, and I see she put, he's got a nice crib, LOL, go me. Wow.
Like, she openly throws him under the bus.
That's not, and then she put his car on there with his license plate, but
the
text goes over
she
it.
She uses the letters to cover it, yeah.
Yeah, but she's not.
She ain't all that.
No.
Unless you're into eyebrows.
Just about to say, those eyebrows are there. There's eyebrows on her face. There is no doubt about it. She has eyebrows.
You paint big, some big dotted eyebrows. Lines on those bad boys, and you've got yourself the long and winding road. Those are man.
So how?
And I like how she faded them. Like, they go to the middle, and she faded them. Like, yeah. She's got like a ball fade on her eyebrows. It's like
she doesn't want to be Anthony Davis.
Yeah, it looks like it used to be one eyebrow, and then it kind of rubbed off in the middle and started slowly fading outward or something. That's, wow.
Now, you'd think that Montrez would learn from the Rick Pitino thing and everything that happened when he was at Louisville that he doesn't want to talk about. Either that or he probably found her off of Rick Pitino's Instagram. You never know. But, you got to have learned your lesson.
She literally
you
posted
played with
everything.
James Harden. He can teach you and write the book on what to do and not to do. Period.
She posted everything from like the online, like the airline travel stuff.
Yeah, that's not right.
I just all
she's probably got like a selfie. Like, I'm boo-booing in this toilet right now, y'all. Like, what?
That is just not right. Yeah, that's just, and again, she's not all that.
No,
but just
she's
keep
not
it
that.
Under wraps. I mean, it might happen again, but do this. Guarantee you, this is your first and your last. Because ain't nobody else flying you in.
No. No, you just, your Instagram modeling career just came to a screeching halt.
Yeah, your five pictures of fame are over.
Done. I wanted to get these two texts out. It's the last two I'll read for the day, but it was some good tips because we were talking about getting BS spam calls on your phone.
Okay.
Somebody said, I have AT&T and they have a free app that lets you know if the scam if it's a scam call or not, and it'll block it automatically for free. So I'm going to look into that. And then Ken said there are two apps that will also alert you if it's a spam call. One of them is called Hiya, H-I-Y-A, and the other one is called Mr. Number.
Okay.
So I'm going to write both of those down. I'm going to investigate all these spam call blocking things.
Okay. I wanted to throw this by you, too. I thought I saw this, and I was actually telling Lisa about this. Like, under you'll try anything, but this one actually worked. I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but former for Olympic gold medalist Gil Roberts, a kiss was more than a kiss. The Court of Arbitration for Sport on Thursday sided with Roberts' defense that he tested positive for a banned substance due to passionate kissing. Roberts was suspended last May for a positive drug test. That decision was reversed in July 2017 by an arbitrator who upheld the sprinter's defense that the drug was in his system due to frequent and passionate kissing of his girlfriend. Thursday's decision, the courts agreed, ruling that the World Anti-Doping Agency's appeal deemed it was more likely than not that the presence of probenecid in the athlete's system resulted from kissing his girlfriend. There could have been tongue kissing, but it was more that she kissed me so soon after taking the medicine she was taking. He tested positive for probenecid in May, and they said that she was taking medicine which contained that drug, and that the and basically right after taking the medicine, started doing some tonsil hockey, and that's what happened.
That's a weird way to get popped, isn't it?
I guess so, right?
I didn't realize that that would be a thing.
I did not either. And
you know what? If I fail the Gal Media drug test, I'm going to be like, look, I was just kissing some chick on meth and just passed through. I don't know what to tell you. That's not me. I wasn't doing this.
It's even more bizarre, but the more you read, the more you wonder how the courts just decided to side with this excuse. But it says his girlfriend was in India for a few weeks before the test, came down with a sinus infection, and a local quote-unquote chemist directed her to take one capsule of Moxilong per day for a period of 2 weeks, and that she decided to take the medicine not as a capsule, but by opening it up and pouring it in her mouth.
Oh, no.
Come on, man.
That's weird.
Yeah, but if it's an excuse that works, go with it.
I guess.
All right, you hear the music. That means it's been fun. It's been real. It's been another great week on The Usual Suspects. Barry, good luck in San Antonio this weekend. Get back safely, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Nick and I will be back as well, probably just kicking it here in the H. But hope you guys have a great weekend, too. It's Jong, Fred, and AJ next on The Blitz. For Nick, for Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Take care.